Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. And first, I want to tell you that this week, new on our show, Stories from General Conference, there's an episode specifically centered on faith, and you can hear one story about how faith can be applied in our daily lives. So that's a nice show to kind of set the tone for your week and get you started on the right foot. Well, today we're going to continue that discussion about faith and some practical ways to go about faith, because I think it's hard sometimes to say, I have faith. I mean, faith is kind of a big thing, and it can be hard to kind of just instantly have it, right? It's something that needs to be built upon. Well, the first easy way is just to study the scriptures. It seems really obvious, but it really is a practical way to help build your faith. The more you read the words of God, the more you'll understand them and in turn believe them. The next one is to love others. You know, seeing others in a different light can increase your faith in God's love. Set the judgment aside a little bit and just love other people and have compassion for them and their situations. Think about their good qualities instead of their bad or faults. The next one is learn to trust in God. And you can practice trusting God throughout your day. Ponder, pray, ask some questions. You will find answers to those questions. And just put your trust in God that things are going to be okay. God has good plans for all of us. And, you know, we're going to be fine if we're just willing to chill out a little bit, preaching right now to myself more than anyone, because sometimes I just need to chill out a little bit and realize that things really are going to be okay. The fourth one is to meditate and to ponder. When's the last time you turned off everything? Your cell phone, TV, noise in the background, and just found a quiet place to try and clear your head and let inspiration come to you and just ponder and think about things. The next one is create a daily habit. What can you do once a day that will bring you closer to God? Is it praying in the car rather than listening to the radio? Is it doing something kind for your fellow man every single day? Maybe it's reading your scriptures every day. If you're able to create something into a habit that will kind of center your spiritual focus for the day, you will in turn have stronger faith and be closer to God. The next one is attend uplifting events. You know, this doesn't necessarily have to be a church meeting, but what about a lecture or a community event or a concert that has great spiritual uplifting music? Maybe it's a church event, you know, outside of your weekly church activities. You know, if you can attend an event where you know it will be uplifting and edifying, you will in turn build your faith and have a more spiritual experience. And the next one is to be obedient. This is easier said than done sometimes, but there is some power and also protection in just following God's rules. It protects you from so many things that you don't have to worry about. And I attended Brigham Young University, and I would often have people say, oh my gosh, I don't know how you can, you know, follow all of those rules, and you have to dress a certain way, and you have to be home in your apartment by a certain time, and this is the time in your life when you should be living it up and partying, and here you are home at, you know, 11 every night. There's something that my dad told me growing up that, you know, if you just follow the rules, there's so much peace of mind in that. And it's true that, you know, I actually liked it because then I didn't have to worry about all of those other problems that come along with breaking the rules, so to speak. So anyway, some things to think about. And along those same lines, President Henry B. Eyring of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said, if the blessings were immediate, choosing the right would not build faith. So think about that as you go throughout your day. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.